Good evening. It's been a while since I last did an audio boo. It's been a long time actually. It's 20 past 11 in the evening here in the UK now. It's Friday night. Most people are out and about having a drink and a celebration because it's Friday night. I'm at home, my family home. I'm the only person here. I'm suffering immense pain in my left shoulder blade. I have a lot of back pain and pain in that shoulder. Which, funnily enough, disappeared whilst I was doing my acting training in New York. But it's come back with a vengeance lately. But the main issue that I have is that it's a month now since my father died. And I have no idea how to cope, think about it, accept it. He shouldn't be gone. I mean, we didn't have a very good relationship, but at least in the last year it was better. I just wish that it didn't take for him to be on his deathbed, breathing his last breaths, for us to each other, for us to admit to the other that we loved each other and valued having the other in our lives. And whilst his illness was one that was always going to kill him, he'd had it for a long time. It was one of those illnesses that you just didn't, if you didn't know he had it, you wouldn't know he had it. And he just was a breathless old man, and you kind of forgot that he was slowly dying. And so when it actually happened, I couldn't believe it. I still don't. The annoying thing is, if he'd gone into hospital 12 hours earlier to get his chest infection sorted out, he'd still be here. He should still be here. I have a love of old films. Dirk Bogarde is one of my favourite actors. And all those old films I watched with my dad. Thinking about it now, it was probably the love of old black and white films that he had, and watching them with him, that made me want to do that. Something I would never have thought of, that my stepdad, my dad, was the man who made me want to be an actor. I thought it was all me, but I now think he played a large part in it. Anyway, I'm rambling. I suppose what I want to say is, make sure your parents and your siblings know that you love them, if you do. Because if you leave it until the very end, yes, like me, you tie up all the loose ends and you forgive each other and you let each other know you love each other, but you still have a regret that you never really enjoyed each other's time together to the full, and you think about all the opportunities missed, even though you did finish it off well. So tell your parents that you love them, and do it now. Good night.